The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good evening and welcome to the Haverty Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Mar Hill Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas, where we are getting set for high school basketball this evening in the Northeast Kansas League. MHMA is playing host to the Horton Chargers. Hello again, everybody. We've got Neil tonight. He's working the buttons and the dials and all of the blinky lights back at the Gate Radio Sports Studio, engineering and producing tonight. Neil, thank you. Tom counts with you here courtside. A couple of teams who are in the final run, the push toward the sub-state. We'll be back with insight in the starters right after this.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christy McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right parts. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back. Good to have you along with us for high school hoops tonight here on CAM Radio. Two teams coming into the center of the court, getting set to go for the Lady Chargers and head coach Zach Nelson. They are going to be starting Malia Soto and Ashton Keough, Carly Hutless, Piper Chartier, and Maddie Sturton. For MHMA and head coach Luke Knoll, it's going to be Zoe Steck and Hope Banowitz, Scarlett Bagley, Hannah Coker, and Bethany Urban. And as the ball tip is away, it's controlled down by Horton, and they quickly have a quick turnover, and MHMA is going to come up the court. We are just now underway. So Lady Ravens with the basketball, Banowitz is going to take it up to the top side, swing it over to Zoe Steck, to Bethany. She'll square, look, shoot three, and hit it. How about that? Bethany Urban with a quick bucket early in the ball game, and it is a 3-0 MHMA lead, less than a half a minute in. Back up with will come Horton. Here's Ashton Keough over to the left side. That's going to be Piper Chartier. Piper, a little right-hand dribble, works all the way around to the edge, dumps it over to Keough. She'll head toward the baseline, brings it back out on top. Skip pass to the point. They work into the lane. Little running shot is up and missing, and Zoe comes down with the rebound. Steck coming up with the basketball, and here comes MHMA. Trying to get it across midcourt. Now Zoe will take it. Gets around Keough, has the pass knocked away. It's going to be stopped out of bounds, and back it will come to the Lady Ravens. 3-0, MHMA with a very early lead A minute in. Here's a shot from the outside for three. Will not go in for Zoe. And the rebound pulled down Soto. Here she comes. One on three. Coast to coast. Shoots and scores it anyway. Malia Soto with her first bucket of the game. And it's 3-2. Full court pressure now being applied by Horton. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. How about that? A minute and a half into the game. We got a timeout on the floor. It is Lady Ravens 3, Lady Chargers 2.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
So the Lady Ravens taking a timeout here very, very early on, and we're going to get an early change in the lineup. And no, we're not. He's going to have the same five back out there. Here comes MHMA up the floor. Into the forecourt with it is going to come Bethany Urban. Kicks it over to Coker, and her long cross-court pass is too tall and gets away, gets out of bounds on the near side. It'll be put in play by the Chargers right at the foot of their bench. 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 3-2 ball game. MHMA with a single-digit lead. Topside with it is going to be Horton, and that is Piper Chartier. Piper with a basketball. You got to understand, Piper's only a freshman. Here's a shot up and good for three. And it is now a 5-2 lead. Or excuse me, a 5-3 lead for Horton. For 5:55 to go in the first. Back over to the left side, driving in Zoe, and she gets fouled. Zoe Stick trying to get to the baseline, and defending in front of her, that is going to be Carly Hutless picking up her first. First foul of the ball game by either team, and Lady Ravens is going to be putting it in down at their baseline. Lob comes out on top. It's going to be knocked away by Soto. She's going to bring it down the court, working against Banowitz. Dumps it over to the left side. Running lamp is going to be up and in. So Piper Chartier will have her first bucket of the game, and it is quickly 7-3. Horton with the early lead. Zoe Stick on the left side. Out on top to Urban. She's quick to launch another three. It is in and out, no good. Rebounding a back down is going to be Horton. Hutless coming up with the basketball, and Soto will bring it into the forecourt. 7-3 Lady Chargers. 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. Horton in the traveling royal blue. Here's a shot from the outside. Up, no good. Rebound tipped around. Offensive board pulled down. And on the follow shot, Soto is fouled. Again, the royal blue with white for Horton. For MHMA, the home white with gold and black. Malia Soto coming to the free throw line. That is the first foul of the ball game for MHMA, and it belongs to Bethany Urban. First free throw here is up. Rims out, won't go. One more shot coming up for Soto. It is a 7-3 lead, 5:15 to go in the opening quarter. Second free throw, online perfect. So it is now 8-3. Here comes MHMA, and Urban brings it down, starts left, change of direction, swings it over to the right side, dishes it down in the corner to Zoe. She'll go long cross court. Banowitz quickly up with a shot. Good for two. Hope with her first bucket of the evening. And it is 8-5. We go inside 5 minutes to play in the first. Horton will walk it up the court. Here's Chartier. Comes over to the top of the key to Hutless. Here's a three from the right side. It is up and a little wide to the left side. Rebound on the ground. It's going to go out of play, and it will be off MHMA. It is Horton basketball coming into their offensive baseline. Maddie Sturton's going to do the inbound work down there. Maddie, the post for this Horton team. She's very tall, probably 6 foot, maybe 6'1". And on the inbound, Lady Ravens coming up with a steal. Here comes Urban. Over to the right side it goes. Zoe Stack. She'll work her way toward the baseline, and they're going to turn it over. They'll call it travel. For Horton, the first substitution of the ball game is going to check in, and into the lineup is going to come a sophomore, Angelina Thomas. So Thomas is in, and upstairs with it is going to be Chartier. She'll go to Thomas on the right wing. Jumps into the corner. Hutless, she'll go for three. Hits the back of the rim, and the long rebound is going to be taken down by Bethany Urban. Here comes MHMA. Urban racing up the court, coming full tilt. Dumps it over to the left side. Baseline, running jump shot is up off the window. Rebound pulled down by Coker, and as it's knocked out of her hand, she gets fouled. The defender coming up from behind, it goes over the back. And I think this foul may be on Thomas. It'll be her first foul. Team foul two for Horton. Lady Ravens bring it in, and out on top, Bethany Urban. It is an 8-5 lead for the Lady Chargers with 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter, halfway through. Here's Banowitz going three, air ball, a little too strong, rebounded underneath by Zoe. Steck will dribble it out toward the top, and now her pass is batted free. It's on the court, it's going to be picked up. Here comes Soto, driving down, one-on-one, coast-to-coast, up and good for two more. Aaliyah Soto has five, and it is now a 10-5 lead at the 3:40 mark of the opening quarter. Horton with the lead, Lady Ravens with the ball. Here's Zoe for three. It'll come up a little bit short. Coker with a nice rebound. Steck passes up a second three-point shot. The cross-court pass batted away. Soto's going to pick it up. Drives in. Goes through the defender. And we're going to get a blocking foul. Hope Banowitz trying to get down court in a hurry. And don't get me wrong. Hope of the 10 players on the court and the other 10 players on the benches, I will tell you, she's probably the fastest person there. Maybe the fastest person in this gymnasium. But couldn't get down there quickly enough to get set. Is a free throw here. Is up and rattles around, and it's going to be good for Soto. One more shot coming up for Malia. Hope Banowitz, by the way, that is her first foul. And team fouls are even at two apiece. Second free throw right there. Soto is 3 of 4 at the free throw line, has 7 points so far in the opening quarter. We're at 3:20 to go in the first. MHMA into the forecourt with the basketball. Skip pass comes out on top to Urban. She looks to the middle. No room there. Skip pass over to the right, and it's going to get away, and it'll be out of bounds off Horton. In fact, it will come to the Lady Ravens. It'll be put in play right in front of the Horton bench, and into the game now, Nora Keckner. And as the ball comes in, we're going to have a foul by Horton. Official makes his way to the scorer's table, and we're going to get the call here. This is going to be on Ashton Keough. For Ashton, foul one. The feet underneath, and Scarlett goes up, and she gets fouled. Out there for the Lady Chargers in the game now is going to be Kendall Knutson. And Kendall will pick up her first foul. It'll be down team foul four. Scarlett's first free throw is up, but it won't quite go in. One more shot coming up here. Out of the ball game for Horton is going to come Huntless, and back into the lineup, you're going to get Maddie Sturton. So you got two very tall players out there for Horton in Knutson and Sturton. Scarlett's second shot up a little bit short. Rebounding it down is going to be Knutson, and here comes Horton. They have the ball, leading it 12-5. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Over to the right side, Sturton has it in trouble, brings it off on top. The long two is taken and missed. Offensive rebound, and on the follow shot, we're going to get another foul on Urban. So Bethany quickly saddled with a second personal foul. And that's got Coach Luke Noel getting set to go to the bench. He's going to bring a couple of substitutions into the lineup. First free throw here is up and in for Angelina Thomas. Horton is a team now, 4 out of 5 at the free throw line. Zoe and Bethany are going to come out of the ball game, and checking back in Hope Banowitz, and in for the first time today is going to be Catherine Peisch. Second free throw is up. It is no good, and a rebound pulled down by Horton, and they're going to call a jump ball. Clearing it away was Kendall Knutson. Then somebody reached in, able to tangle that thing up. It's going to come back to Moore Hill Mount Academy, but Lady Ravens in some trouble early. They trail 13-5. 2:45 to go in the opening quarter. And as Banowitz comes down reaching in, that's going to be the second foul on Ashton Keough. We have seen a lot of fouls. That is the 8th foul between these two teams already tonight. Still 2:47 to go in the opening quarter. Pepper Chartier, the freshman, comes right back into the game. And MHMA puts it in. Topside with it is going to be Keckner. She's got it to the left wing. The feed will go underneath Scarlett. Beautiful move inside. Bagley for two. Scarlett getting her first points of the ball game, and it's now 13-7. We're down to 2.5 to play in the first. Horton into the forward court, and that's going to be Chartier. Pulls up her dribble. Feeds in the middle and trying to bat it away. A foul on Peisch. It'll be Kampfner picking up her first. 5 fouls by Horton. MHMA is committed four, and we've still got 2:22 to go in the opening quarter. Not speeding the game up any. Now the inbound pass stolen. Here comes Banowitz. Pope driving down, trying to split two defenders, feeds it across underneath, and it's going to be stolen in the lane by Horton. Stolen back by Hope. Defenders jump on top of her, and we're going to get a jump ball called possession error this time to the Lady Ravens. So far, I think it would be fair to call this full contact basketball that we have going on here tonight, because we've got, what, 9 fouls already, less than 6 minutes into the game. Horton with the ball, leading at 13-7. Over to the left, here's a long two, set sail, air ball strong, and the rebound will be allowed to tumble out of bounds, and it will be MHMA basketball. And now for Horton, they'll go to the bench, and checking into the lineup is going to be junior Karen Banks. And then we're going to get a timeout as Taryn comes in. So let's take a break. What do you say, Neil? Minute 53 to go. We're in the opening quarter of the ladies' game, the first of our hoops doubleheader tonight. It is Horton 13, MHMA 7.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Back with you here in the Haverty Gymnasium on the Bornholm Academy campus, MHMA. Putting the ball in play, coming out of the timeout, and over on the right side, we have a reach in and another foul as Hannah Coker is nearly knocked to the floor, but regains her balance and seems to be okay, and this foul is going to be on Karen Banks, who has just checked into the game. That'll be team foul six. This game is going to take a very long time because we're going to have a lot of free throw shots before it's over with. Lady Ravens already in the 1-1, and we've got over a minute and a half to play in the opening quarter. Skip pass comes out on top. Lady Ravens with the basketball. Back it'll come over to the left side to Keckner. She'll dribble it up to the free throw line. Skips it over to the left side. Coker goes three. Gets three! Hannah Coker makes it 13-10. MHMA has gotten right back in this thing with a minute 10 to go here in the first. Working around to the right side. Piper drives baseline. Shot up. No. For the follow-up, no. Another follow-up and in, plus one. Tremendous perseverance by Kendall Knutson. Gets the bucket, draws the foul, and it's going to be on Catherine Heisch, and that is her second. And a chance for Kendall to complete the three-point play. It is up and off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by MHMA. Here they come. Flying down the floor, Banowitz goes in, goes up, gets her two right there. Hope Banowitz has four. It is now 15-12, and we're in the last minute of the opening quarter. Horton down the floor with it. Topside is going to be Chartier. Gets it back behind her to Soto. She'll pull up, go three, and it's good. Malia Soto, 18-12. And we've got a half a minute to go in the first quarter. Ravens out on top. Fairly high-scoring game here, particularly when you consider all the fouls. Now driving in, the ball's going to be stripped out of Keckner's hands, and we got another foul. Is it on the floor for the 1-1, or was she shooting and it's two? It is the 1-1, and the foul is going to be on Kendall Knutson, and that is her second. Okay, first quarter's not over. We've had, what, a dozen fouls already in the game? We're going to see so many free throws tonight. We're going to see players fouling out. We're going to have a free throw here. Front half is up. It will not go in. And here comes Horton. They're going to have a final opportunity to score here in the opening quarter, leading it already by a half dozen. Over to the right side with it is going to be Banks. Feeds up to the free throw line. The lob to the left to Soto. Comes back off on top. Chartier squares three. No. Rebound underneath, and we've got a whistle at the buzzer. And we'll let them sort it out as we take a break. We're going to be timeout here on the court. And I will tell you that this is, tell you what, Neil, let's just hang on and let her shoot the free throws. It happened with no time left. Let me just kind of tell you what happened. As that shot missed, and just at the buzzer, that is going to be a second foul on Taryn Banks. And the front half of the 1-1 will not go in for Zoe. And now we are officially done with the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor after one here in Atchison. It's a Horton Lady Chargers 18, MHMA 12.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Set to go to the second quarter here in Atchison, Kansas, and Horton on the road tonight in front in the ladies' game. 18-12. Welcome back, everybody, with Beal and the studio producer and engineer, Tom Counts, will be here. And tell you what, we're just going to do a little quick math. What do you think, Neil? 3, 4, 5, 6. 10 points. Didn't even have to take a shoe off. Belia Soto with 10 for Horton. Chartier with a couple, and Knutson with a couple, and Thomas Story. Benowitz with 4 leads the Lady Ravens. You got Hannah Coker and Bethany Urban with 3 apiece and a couple for Scarlett Bagley. Here we go to the second quarter. On the court for Horton, it's going to be Ashton Keough and Malia Soto at the 1-2. We've got Maddie Sturton out there. Piper Chartier rounding it out is going to be Carly Hutless. So Coach Zach Nelson for Horton has his original starting five out on the court to begin the second quarter. Lady Ravens are going to have the ball in play, coming off the alternate possession. Skip pass is going to go down to the baseline, and it's lost, and now saved, and now dove on, and a jump ball, and let's see what's going to be the call here. Possession arrow back to Horton. For Moore Hill Mount Academy, Zoe Steck and Scarlett Bagley out there, Bethany Urban, Hannah Coker, and Nora Keckner. Those are the Lady Raven five. Half a minute into the second quarter. Here's a baseline three up and short. Rebound pulled down by Sturton out on top. The shot off the window and good for Soto. That is her 13th point of the evening. It is now 21-12. And we've got 7:20 to go in the opening half. Here's a three for Zoe. Nails it. Zoe Steck for three. 21-15. Back it away. Here's a three on the other end. It'll be short and rebound followed up and in. No. And pulling it down is going to be Scarlett. And she gets fouled in the backcourt. We're going to take the long walk to the other end of the floor. This is going to be the third foul by Horton's Ashton Keough. And Ashton is going to come out of the game. And we are less than a minute into the second quarter. Scarlett's at the line here, 1-1. It is up, and rims out, won't quite jump in. We better go back down. Here comes Horton. Up the floor is Soto. He's got it on the left wing, dishes it into the corner, thinking about the three, and then passing it up. They'll work around to the right side, skip past to the right corner. Chartier, top of the key, back over to the left. Here's the three, set sail, won't go, rebound. Sturton, back out on top, Soto, look away pass into the right corner, Chartier, Horton works the outside, here's a three from the top, no, long rebound, saved in by MHMA, Keckner coming up with the basketball, and here come the Lady Ravens, 6:20 to go in the first, Nora will take it on the right side, picks it up on the dribble, lofts it out on top to Urban, back over comes Keckner, feet to the top of the key, and again, they work the outside. MHMA working the left wing right now, trying to, I think, really open up the right side. Cross court it goes. Soto intercepts the ball. She's going to fast break it down the court, and she's going to lay it up, and she's going to score it +1. Malia Sota with her 15th point.
And I think the foul is going to be on Nora. It will be her first. Soto's free throw. Yep. So that is 16 points for Malia Soto. 5:50 to go in the opening half. 24-15. Gordon with the lead. MHMA with the basketball. Out on top of this is going to be Urban. Skip pass over to the right side. Coker comes back out on top to Keckner. The pass too high. Out of reach. Goes out of bounds at midcourt. And Gordon's going to have it back in at the center line. Nice crowd on hand. And if you've noticed going in and out of the breaks in the background, the Raven Regiment has come tonight. Providing some great basketball background music, and on the driving shot by Piper, we're going to have a foul. And that whistle is going to be against Hannah Coker. It'll be Hannah's first foul. Team foul 7. And that's going to be Carly. Carly Hutfliss coming to the line. Hutfliss stepping up here. Eyes it up. First free throw. No. One more shot coming up. Horton with the lead in the ball game at 24-15. Heisch comes back into the game, and also coming back out of the court is going to be Banowitz. Looking it over very closely. Hutfliss' second free throw is good, and she will have her first point of the evening. 25-15, and we've got a timeout of the court. Let's do it. Taking a break. 5:23 to go in the opening half. Horton, 25, MHMA, 15.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Happy to have you with us here on Care Radio this evening. Neil's in the studio. Tom Counts is here. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one in our high school doubleheader tonight as we roll into, gosh, almost the final week. Next week, the final week of the regular season. Coming into the game tonight, MHMA 6-7 in the NEKL and 7-10 overall, where Horton 4-9 in the conference. They are 5-11 on the season. All right, coming out of the timeout, the ball is going to be put in play in the backcourt by the Lady Ravens, and Zoe Steck will bring it up the floor, kicks it over the left side. Hope for three. Yes! Hope Banowitz! She's got 7 and leads her team in scoring. It's 25-18. We're just over 5 minutes to go in the first. The pass down low is batted away by Scarlet, but picked back up. Soto, she'll go for three and hit three more. Malia Soto is lighting it up a little bit here tonight. What is that, her 19th point already? Kick over to the left side, Banowitz. 4:44 to go in the first. Now knocked away by Soto. Soto's bringing it down the court, up and in. That is Soto's 21st point tonight already. She's having a pretty good start to things. Malia, here's the pass. It's going to be stolen away. Looking down the court, they missed Soto down the floor. She would have had more. Pierre Chartier. Dumps it over to the left side. 30-18. Here's a shot for three. Way strong. And Zoe's going to recover to the corner. Here comes MHMA. Up over the basketball. Down the right left side. It's going to go to Hope Banowitz. She'll kick it back behind her to Zoe. Thought about three. Doesn't. Goes to Scarlett. Nice move inside. And she gets fouled. More free throws coming up here. With just over 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. The whistle is going to be on. Carly Hutfliss, it'll be her second. And we are now with the Lady Ravens in the double bonus. 17 fouls so far by MHMA. Scarlett's first free throw. Not going to go in. So we will check out of the ball game, and Nora will come out.
Charlotte's second free throw, just a little bit wide to the left side, and rebounding it back down. Here comes Horton. Lady Chargers into the forecourt, leading at 30-18 with now 4 minutes to play. We have a big collision, and there's an offensive foul. Taking a hard tumble to the floor, but doing a great job of standing in there and drawing that foul, Scarlett Bagley. She's going to get a nice round of applause from Raven fans. They're going to take her off the floor, and they're going to make sure that she's okay because she got banged down there pretty good, but seems to be fine. The foul is going to be on the freshman, Piper Chartier. Here comes Lady Ravens with the basketball, and now it's going to be stolen. Piper will drive, goes left side, shot blocked by Urban, and it's going to be knocked away and goes out of bounds. Horton will have it into their offensive baseline. 3:43 to go in the opening half. It will be brought in for the Chargers by the junior, Kendall Knutson. Kendall played pretty much the entire JV game tonight, but you get six quarters, so she's good to go. Here's a shot. The JV game only a two-quarter contest today, and now the shot from the outside is going to miss, and it'll go out of bounds. Back it will come to MHMA. 3.5 to go in the half. Lady Ravens with the basketball down a dozen. It's Bethany Urban into the forecourt. Bethany dumps it over to the left side. Keckner thought about the shot, then doesn't. Kicks it down low. The turnaround for Coker rolls across the back of the rim. Soto rebounds it down, and Malia will bring it up the floor herself. Little right-hand dribble comes to the top of the key. Goes left, goes in, goes up, hits the bucket, draws a foul. Malia Soto, I'm going to need a longer line on my scoring sheet for her. And that is going to be the second foul of the game by Hope Banowitz. Free throw. Will not go in. Rebounding it down is going to be Katie Peisch. Back up the floor comes MHMA. It is now 32-18. And on the upcourt play, we have a foul called. And it is going to be on Soto with the close defense. And back to the free throw line. We come on this end of the floor. Could be a long game. A lot of free throws getting shot. But we've been here for late games before. It's not a problem, really. Bethany's free throw is up and good. Nice job. Bethany Urban will hit that. It is her fourth point tonight. It's 32-19. 3:07 to go in the half. Second free throw. Airborne kicks off and won't go in. Rebound again. It's going to be Keckner deep in the corner. Nora backs up. Her pass is going to be knocked free and stolen away by Horton. Lady Chargers coming up the floor. Malia Soto taking a glance over it. Coach Nelson will bring it up the floor. Works her way over to the right edge. Dumps it there to Chartier. Feeds in the middle of Sturton. Off the right side of the free throw line. It's going to be knocked away and stolen by Bethany. Urban coming up the court. Ravens with the numbers. It's 2-on-1. And the bounce pass over to Keckner on the left side gets away. It's going to get out of bounds. And back it will come to Horton. Scarlett Bagley and Zoe Steck return to the floor. And Banowitz and Peisch will check out with 2:50 to go in the half. Horton controlling the basketball, leading it by 13. Walking up the floor, it's going to be Malia Soto. Gets it to Knutson. Back out on top, Chartier. They're going to run a little motion type offense here. Kick back to Knutson. She'll drive, shoot off the block, draw the foul, and come to the line. She was gliding in pretty fast on the right side, coming in from the baseline, and that shot probably didn't have a great chance to go in, but it did get her what she was looking for, the first foul of the game by Scarlett Bagley. Piper's free throw? No. Piper Chartier with only 2 points so far this evening. 2.5 to go in the opening half. And Horton with a 32-19 lead. One more shot coming up for the freshman. Up and in. Chartier will hit the second. It is now 33-19. Bethany Urban, skip pass in the middle. It's going to be batted free and stolen. Trying to get in the middle of Scarlett. Instead, coming down the floor, we got a running shot taken by Soto. Can't get it to fall, and going to be a traveling violation. That was a great hustle by MHMA and getting down the floor defensively. Back up court with it, Lady Raven. 2:15 to go in the first half. Lob over to Zoe. The feed in the middle between two defenders. Knocked away. Steck is able to pick it up. In traffic, set sail, and hits two. Zoe Steck for a pair, her fifth point of the evening. 33-21, and we've got 2 minutes to play in the half. Skip pass over to the right side. Horton back on offense. Chartier kicks it down low to Knudsen. Back out top of the key. It's going to come. Horton works the edge, running at the baseline. The shot is up and good, and Soto with two more. I've got Soto for 23 right now, and MHMA coming up the floor is going to turn it over, and we're going to get a Horton timeout. Taking a break with Coach Nelson. Down at a minute 42 to go in the opening half. It is Horton 35, Maryhill Mount Academy 21.
Since 1972, Acheson Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Acheson Construction, a company you know and trust.
Minute 42 to go in the opening half. It is a 35-21 Horton lead. Is the Lady Chargers taking a timeout. Malia Soto off to a great start. 23 points already this evening to lead her team and to lead all scorers so far. So far, 23. Horton is going to be the... coming out on this end of the floor, they'll be putting the ball in play for the backcourt. MHMA has already dropped back, and they're going to set up their defense and meet them at the three-point circle. Here comes Chartier. She'll work right. Brings it out on top. Knudsen. The feed to Mills. Going to be stolen away. Lady Ravens coming up with it. A nice steal by Hannah Coker. Comes out on top. Zoe. Deck with the basketball. Skip pass over to the right side. Urban. Bethany launches and hits the three. Bethany Urban. A nice shot from the outside. That'll be her seventh point of the game. 35-24. And we've got just over a minute to go in the half. Horton. Emily Soto. Right side. She comes off the screen. Shot missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Coker. And up the floor, Bethany. Urban will bring it down, kicks it over to the right side. Zoe Steck from the outside. She'll hit a three. Back-to-back threes by MHMA, and they're getting right back in this thing. 35-27. 40 seconds to go in the half. Kendall Knudsen has it on the right side, trying to drive in on Coker. Has to pull up her dribble. Long cross-court pass is going to be taken way up high. That's going to be Cameron Kabab. And now the ball's loose. It's on the floor, and Zoe just dives on it, and we're going to get a jump ball called. She was able to get on the floor and tie Piper Chartier up with the ball, and it'll come back in again to the Lady Ravens. 25 seconds to play in the half. Bethany Urban bringing it up the floor. 35-27, Horton out front. Over to the left side with it, Lady Ravens. Keckner gets it back to Urban, drives in, backs away, keeps the dribble alive, swings it off on top. Now they'll go into the deep left corner. Pass back out on top to Keckner. 6 seconds. Keckner, 4 seconds. Urban, just inside midcourt, goes three. The miss, the follow shot won't go in, and we've come to intermission. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. We're in Ashland, Kansas. We're in the girls' game. It's Horton, 35, MHMA 27.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Acheson Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Acheson and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Acheson, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care. You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up as the ladies go to the locker rooms at intermission. Horton with a 35-27 lead here at the break. Going to recap of the scoring for you. Oh, you got to say Malia Soto right now. 25 points in the opening half. Following her drops to Chartier's 3 and Knutson 2 and Hepless and Thomas each with a point. For MHMA, Zoe Steck with 8. 7 apiece for Hope Banowitz and Bethany Urban. You've got Hannah Coker with 3, Scarlett Bagley with 2. Fouls all over the place for Horton. One of their starters, Ashton Keogh, has 3. They've got 3 other players with 2. MHMA has 3 players each with 2. So could be a game of attrition before we're done. Stick around. Second half of the ladies' game coming up live, and then it'll be followed by the boys' contest. Lots of high school basketball on the Friday evening for you here on Camp Radio. But right now, it's intermission. We'll be back. I'm bringing you more ball, but right now, halftime score, Horton 35, Morehead Academy 27. We're going back to Neil in the CARE Sports Studio where he has prepared halftime.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msesports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
And good Friday evening, Neil Weiland here at the Sports Center at KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. We're at 7, right on the dot. Halftime, very exciting game. Marhill Mount Academy on campus, Tom Counts with the call as it's Horton leading Marhill Mount Academy 35-27, again at halftime. And we'll send it back out to Tom Counts for second half coverage in about 6 minutes or so. So hang on, and of course, as Tom mentioned, got the boys' game afterward right here on CARE Radio. One other score to pass along. At last check, I have Atchison High girls leading the Sabres of Casey Sumner. It was 17-9 Atchison after the first quarter. I'm trying to get new information on Twitter, refreshing and going through all the scores. A lot of scores from, you know, Central Kansas, but I'm trying to hone in on Northeast Kansas a little bit more. We'll continue to try that as the night progresses. And maybe before halftime's up, I can get a halftime score of the Atchison High girls. As, again, it's a doubleheader there at Atchison High. They are hosting Casey Sumner. Girls game first, followed by the boys. Again, your halftime score here. We have Horton 35, Marhill Mount Academy 27.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Hot Country 93.7, your local sports authority. A thank you to all of our great sports boosters supporting local high school sports coverage throughout the season. My goodness, we began basketball back early December, and we're going to wrap things up next week. Let's take a look at that sports schedule right now. We'll actually start with Benedictine basketball, where it's the final regular season game tomorrow. Benedictine on the road at Park, 2 o'clock for the ladies, followed by the guys. So if you can't make the trek down to Park University, Tom and Gus Counts will have your call right here again, 2 and 4, the game times for that one. And then looking ahead to next Tuesday, high school basketball. Next week is the final week of the regular season, and on Tuesday we have coverage of ACCHS. As I grab the sheet here, hold on just a moment, ACCHS and Jackson Heights. That's Tuesday, February 22nd. I'll have a look at that weather forecast here in just a bit.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 18. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 34. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 25. Temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the mid-50s to the upper 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Pretty darn good-looking forecast here for the weekend. Sunday, circled on my calendar, looking really good. Current temps in the mid-30s out there. We are at 36 degrees in Atchison. Very breezy day. And again, your halftime score, Horton 35, Marhill Mount Academy 27 in the ladies' game. And we will send it back out to Tom Counts here in 90 seconds. He will have second-half coverage.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome back to Hammerly Gymnasium here at Marhill Mount Academy. We're set to go to the second half. Ladies game on tap, and it is a 35-27 lead for Horton here as we get set to go to the second half. Many thanks to Neil back at the Care Sports Studios. Great halftime, Neil. Appreciate that. Tom Counts with me here, and tell you what, Malia Soto, you know, coming into the game, she's the player to guard. She's probably going to be the team's leading scorer. It's just kind of what she's done. It's what she has done. And so far tonight, she's proven that 25 points at halftime for Malia Soto. And she's going to be putting the ball in play. Horton is going to have their original five out there. Soto, Keo, Hutless,
Chartier and Sturton. For MHMA, it'll be Steck, Banowitz, Bagley, Coker, and Urban. We're underway, and the second half has begun. Driving in, Horton, running shot is up, no good. Zoe coming out with a rebound, and they reach in on her, and we will have our first foul 10 seconds into the third quarter. First foul of the second half. It's going to be the third foul of the ball game for Horton's Carly Hutless. So Carly's the second Horton player to pick up a third foul. Lady Ravens with the basketball, and then work the perimeter. Out on top is going to be Hope. Back over to Bethany in the corner, Zoe. Steck found the range from outside as the first half wore on, and in the second quarter had a huge 8-point quarter. Here's a baseline shot that won't quite fall, and the rebound will be allowed to kick out of play. It'll come back in again to Horton. We're just a half a minute into the third quarter. And with that third foul, Hutless comes right back out of the game and right back into the contest for Horton is going to come Kendall Knutson. Kendall had a good first half. She had a great JV game, played both quarters of that. Here's the feed over to the right edge. Malia has it, starts to the top, brings it back toward the bottom, pulls up for three, it rims out, no good. Urban with the rebound, and here comes MHMA. Bethany racing up the floor, coming full speed. Stopped by Sturton, down off the right block, lobs it out on top to Zoe. Zoe backing away, skips it back out on top to Urban, and you can see a little zone defense. Go to the 2-3 here is Horton. Zoe from the baseline for three. All the way around, it rims out, and then it's going to be knocked away and out of the hands of Knutson, but out of play off Scarlett Bagley. It'll come back in again to the Lady Chargers. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. 35-27 is the Horton lead. It's walking up court with the basketball. It's going to come Piper Chartier. Piper will cross at the center. He's over to the left side. Pulls up for dribble. Out on top, it'll come to Sturton. Back over to the right edge. Coming in, a little forearm shiver by Keogh. No foul called. Now the pass in the middle. The shot is up for Soto. Won't roll in. And the rebound. Batted around it. Zoli's going to come up with the basketball. Steck will bring it up. Soto's going to steal it away from her from behind. And here comes Malia Soto down the court. She'll drive it to the top. Little look-away pass over to the edge where the three-pointer set sailing well off the mark. Offensive rebound underneath, followed up and home. It'll be Piper Chartier with her fifth point. 37-27. And it took over 2 minutes to score her first points in the second half. A shot by the Lady Ravens off the mark, and Soto back up with it again. Chargers will go in. Soto splits two defenders, and we're going to get an offensive foul called. Hope Banowitz bounces to her feet, having drawn the foul on Soto. For Malia, it'll be foul number two tonight. So it'll be her second foul. It'll be team foul two by Horton in the third quarter. 5.5 to play in the third. Lady Ravens with the ball, trailing by 10. Way over to the right side with it is going to be Banowitz. Somehow she gets picked up by the tallest player on the floor. And that's going to be Sturton. Back over to the left. Zoe pulls up for a two that won't fall. And the rebound slapped around, saved, but then taken away by Soto. Here comes Horton. Malia, coast to coast, drives and shoots and scores. Malia Soto. Her 27th point, making it 39-27. As we're at the 5-minute mark of the third. NEKL basketball, the shot from the top for Bethany Urban. Yes! Bethany in double figure scoring with 10. 39-30. And we come back up the court. You look around this NEKL, and you've got, because there's a foul called, you've got Jackson Heights all alone in first at 13-0. ACCHS is 13-1. And then a rather precipitous drop to JCN, Pleasant Ridge, all at 7-7, MHMA 6-7, Valley Falls 6-8. Now the ball's going to be thrown away and turned over. Going to come back to Moore Hill Mount Academy, Horton with the turnover. Horton is 4-9, McCown 4-9, Oskaloosa 0-12 team in conference play. Back down the court with the basketball, over to the right side, Zoe, an uncontested three, won't drop for her, and rebound underneath, Malia Soto. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Soto brings it down the floor. This time backs away. Shot blocked by Scarlett. And it's going to be knocked away and goes out of bounds. And it will be off Soto, and it will be Lady Raven basketball. We're going to get a Horton timeout. Yes. Coach Nelson, taking a timeout. Neil, we're going to do the same thing. 4:25 to go in the third. It is Horton 39, MHMA 30.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Coming out of the timeout, Morehill Mount Academy puts the ball in play. They are down 9, 4:15 and rolling to play here in the third quarter. The ball down low to Coker. She's trying to fight out of some trouble, surrounded by some tall players. Brings it out on top, stepping to the right side. Ravens are going to dish it into the corner. Zoe plays off the screen, can't get a shot away. Now down to the block. Scarlett backs in, shoots it in. Scarlett Bagley for two. That was a nice play. And Scarlett has her fourth point tonight, 39-32. MHMA trying to scrap back into this thing with 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Horton with it out on top. That's going to be Sturton to Knutson. Over to the right side of Soto. Little head fake goes in from the right baseline. Shot is up, and it won't drop in. And the rebound is going to be on the floor. Torn away by Scarlett. Bagley coming up with the basketball. And here comes Bethany Urban. She'll dish it over to the left side. Zoe alone, a three, short. Rebound. Bagley's going to rest good and bring it back out on top to Urban. Here's Hope for three. Gets it. Hope Banowitz. She's got 10. And it's 39-35. 3:14 to go. So MHMA has scored 8 unanswered points. Now we're going to get a foul topside by Scarlett. It'll be her second. And that right there, only the first or the second foul of the second half for the Lady Ravens. Horton's going to make multiple substitutions. We'll pick them up as they come into play here. Horton will bring it in. It's going to be stolen away. Banowitz will pick it up on the dribble. Drive and shoot and score. Hope Banowitz with a dozen. And it's 39-37. MHMA within two. They have scored 10 unanswered now. The feed over to the right side of the lane. The ball batted free, and we're going to have a reach in a foul. Fisher's going to walk over and let us know. The whistle is going to be on Zoe Steck. It'll be her first foul of the evening. Lady Raven team foul three. And MHMA battling back in this one. Now trailing only by two. They've been down by as many as a dozen. A beautiful interior pass. The bucket is in, and count it plus one. Back into the game, playing with three fouls now. It's going to be Carly Hutless. She hits the bucket, has a chance at the conventional three, as we're going to have, I think, a second foul by Zoe. Kind of slow about getting it up on the board. Probably not going to come up on the board. The free throw is up, and it is good. I'm going to say that foul is on Steck. The free throw by Hutless is good. And here we come up the floor. Down the left side, it's going to be in the hands of Scarlett, and it's knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Horton basketball. 42-37 as we're inside 3 minutes of play, third quarter. Soto's going to come right back into the game for Ashton Keough. Here comes Horton up forward with the basketball. Bringing it into the forecourt here is going to be Cameron Cabea. Running in, the shot is up, won't go in, rebounding it down, Steck. Zoe Steck brings it down court. Lady Ravens are back on offense at 2.5 to go. Here's a three from the right side. It's good! From the outside by Hannah Coker. Her second three. 42-40. 2:27 to go. MHMA again backed within a pair. Soto will drive it into the lane. Dump it back out on top. Sturton passes up the shot. Here's a long two from the left side. It's up. It's no good. Rebounding it is Soto. She will follow up and miss it. Rebounding it down, Soto. She will follow up and miss it. Rebounding it down, and the Ravens will knock it away and lose it out of bounds. Here's the thing with Mamiya Soto. She's relentless. She does not stop. She's a very high motor player. She goes full tilt. She defends all the way, coast to coast, from one end of the floor to the other. And again, after those shots, she rebounded and rebounded. Look, she misses a shot, gets her own rebound, saves it back in. The drive across, and the ball's going to be lost out of bounds, and it'll come back into MHMA. And the slap you heard, that was Soto slapping her hand on the floor, frustrated that her team did not score. She is a high-motor player. Minute 59 to go in the third quarter. Lady Rams with an opportunity to tie this game. They trail it 42-40. Vanowitz will work it around to the left side, head toward the baseline, drive it down low, cut across, get trips, falls to the floor, but the ball's going to be saved down low by Zoe. Pass comes out on top. Coker, it's three. No. Rebound, pulled down by Durton, and here comes Horton. A minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Soto brings it back up the floor. After 25 points in the first half, she has 2 points here in the third quarter. She'll feed it into the right block. There was a travel. That's a good whistle. The feed over to the right block, and as Huntless tries to back in, she turns it over, and Horton will make one, two, three. Three substitutions now. You've got Knutson out there, and Keo is back in the game. Chartier returns. Also out there is Sturton with Soto. Ravens back down court. The feet underneath, and the ball's going to be knocked away from Pyche. And up court with the basketball comes the Lady Chargers. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Feet to the right side. Keo for three. Nope. Rebound, saved underneath, followed up, no. Rebound, pulled down by Pyche, and she's able to get it away. Urban coming up the floor with it. Pyche getting tangled up with Soto in the backcourt, both nearly fall to the floor. Now Urban comes up, crosses over, loses Soto to the delight of her classmates, the student cheering section, and now we've got a foul down on the other end of the court. Horton beginning to feel a little bit of pressure from the Raven comeback. With 47 seconds to go in the third quarter, it's a two-point game. Back out of the lineup for Horton will come Huntless as she picks up her fourth personal foul. Ravens on top. Urban almost took the three, then does it. Gets it to Zoe. Back to Bethany. This time goes left side. Stepping inside. Back to Bethany. Half a minute to go. Zoe, she'll go three. It's way short. And a rebound caught on the fly by Soto. Malia coming up the floor. 25, 24, 23 seconds left in the third. Driving in, they hand it in the middle, and we're going to get a traveling violation. Ashton Keough drove into the middle, found a defender, and trying to just kind of hand the ball to Sturton. And as she was doing it, she was still kind of shuffling the feet a little bit. And so there's a turnover. Ravens have the ball. 11 seconds to go in the third. Trailing by two. Get passed over to the right side. Now to the top of the key. It's going to be stolen away by Soto with five. She's going to hurry down the court with three. The ball batted away. The dish across. The easy layup at the buzzer, and that takes us to the end of three. We go to the fourth quarter. That was a big bucket by Ashton Keough. At the end of three, it's Horton 44, MHMA 40.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Good to have you back with us here. It's the Hammer to Gym on the Morehill Mount Academy campus, where we go to the fourth quarter of an entertaining and very competitive game. Horton with the lead at 44-40, but MHMA has battled back, and even though they're pushing that rock up the hill that we talk about all the time, they have gotten it very near the top, and they continue to push it further. They are having been down by as many as a dozen in the third quarter. They cut it to as little as two. Horton with a late score. Leads by four. We go to the fourth. It is Lady Raven basketball. Morehill Mount Academy being led by Hope Banowitz. She's got a dozen points. Now the pass in the middle is going to be stolen away. Here comes Horton and Malia Soto bringing it down the floor into the forecourt. Drives in, goes up, block and foul. That's going to be on Bethany Urban. Did not get down and set herself. Instead, she kept backpedaling and backpedaling, and she's going to pick up her third foul tonight. It'll be Lady Raven at team foul four. Wait, they've got it for four fouls. So Bethany with four. Free throw here is up and good for Malia Soto. So Malia Soto, point number 28. Second one, 29. And it's 46-40. 7:47 left. Hope Benowitz brings it down the floor now. They have shifted Hope to the one for MHMA. Skip pass over to the left side. Underneath it goes. Scarlett shot up, no rebound. Pull back down by Horton and a foul by Zoe Steck in the backcourt. And she fouls Ashton Keough. So for Zoe, I have three fouls. And for the Lady Ravens, five second half team fouls. Into the front court for the Horton Chargers. Freshman Piper Chartier. Little right-hand dribble. Comes to the top. Looks to her left and takes it there to Malia. She'll dribble up to the top of the key. Dish it over to the edge. The jump shot from there is put up by Keough. It's no good. And rebounding it off the floor is going to be Marhillmont Academy. Coming up with the basketball is MHMA. The pass in the middle is going to be knocked away. And Lady Ravens are going to turn it back over. Back up court with it is going to be Soto. She'll just stop, pop three, no. Offensive rebound underneath, and it's going to be taken away, and Zoe Steck has the nice interior position, and she's going to be fouled. The foul is going to be on Piper Chartier, but it's only her second foul of the evening. It'll be Horton team foul four. 6:50 to go in the ball game. Here come the Lady Ravens. Banowitz into the forecourt, Steck in the right corner. Being defended way up there by Maddie Sturton. And now the bounce pass to the right side is going to be thrown away. They tried to kick it back into the corner. Steck had broken to the middle. It passed into the unoccupied deep corner. Tumbles out of bounds untouched. Back into the game is going to come Taryn Bank for Horton. Also coming back in is going to be Kendall Knutson. 6.5 to go in the ball game. Horton with the basketball. They lead it by a half a dozen. Now basic motion offense. Knutson back to Soto. Back out on top. It's going to come to Banks. She drives right, pushes off with the forearm. Now the feet underneath Knutson, and we got a foul on Coker. So Hannah Coker reaching in. For Hannah, it will be foul number two. And back into the game for MHMA is going to come Catherine Peisch, and back in also is going to be Bethany Urban. Inbound, slap the wind on set of bounds. It'll come back in again to the Horton Chargers. 6:20 to go in the ball game. Horton with the ball, leading it by a half dozen. Sturton looking to bring it in. She's down to the baseline. Dumps it over to the left side. Here's a quick three. Arms way. No good. Sturton coming down with the offensive board. She'll turn and shoot in traffic. Too strong. And the rebound this time to Peisch. Took it away to Urban. Here comes MHMA. Bethany into the forecourt. Goes over to the right side. Banowitz. She had the hot hand in the third quarter. Back out on top. It'll come to Urban. 6 minutes to play in the game. Urban will take it on top. 2-3 zone employed here by the Lady Chargers. Hope from the right side. It's three. That one rims out. No good. Rebound, Peisch. Goes up. Can't get it. Rebound. Fought for Scarlett. Gets knocked to the floor. She got fouled. Great hustle by Scarlett Bagley. She was not going to give up on that ball. It was a great battle between two of the most driven players out of the court. And it will be MHMA basketball. 5:45 to play. And inbound comes out on top. Bethany. Right side to Coker. Back to Urban once again. Now MHMA will swing it back around to the left side. The feet to the free throw line. Scarlett in traffic. Goes up. Has it rejected. Now it's rolling around to the floor. It's going to go out of bounds. And it is going to come back to Horton. 5:29 left in the game. Horton's going to bring Chartier back in. She'll return to the floor and to take the inbound pass from Malia Soto. Soto with a huge opening half, 25 first half points, but since then has scored four. So she's at 29 tonight. Here's a feed out on top. Kendall Knutson goes into the lane. Little underhand shot is up and is no good. Scarlett Bagley comes down with a rebound, gets it away to Bethany. Urban into the forecourt. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. MHMA with the ball down six. Here's a three. Urban off the rim. No. Rebound. Battled for. And we're going to get a jump ball called. Possession arrow. Horton. Lady Chargers are going to get it back. MHMA coming into the game at 6-7 and 7-10 of the year. Horton coming in at 4-9 and 5-11. Chargers walking it up the floor. Chartier, very firm right-hand dribble. She pounds that ball on the floor coming up. Background to the right side is going to be Banks. Now they just run that very basic grade school motion offense. And reaching in, Coker picks up the foul. I've got three fouls now by Hannah. She got a half a dozen points tonight on a couple of three-point shots, and we're at 4:44 to play. Keckner comes back into the game. Steck comes back into the game as Banowitz and Peisch come out. First free throw. Yep. One more shot coming up here for Horton. Piper Chartier is 2 of 3 at the free throw line tonight with 6 points. Freshman sends this one up and short and rebound. Scarlett had it, lost it, and a break for MHMA as it's going to be Lady Raven basketball. Thought maybe that thing was going to have been going the other way, but apparently no. And here comes Bethany Urban. She'll bring it up the floor at 4.5 minutes left. And now we're going to get a timeout with Coach Noel. Taking a break. 4:36 to go in the game. It's Horton 47, the Lady Ravens 40.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Let's look at the five coming out of the court now for head coach Luke Noel and MHMA. And we are going to have out there Steck and Bagley, Coker, Urban, and Heckner. Here's a driving shot down to the baseline. No, the follow shot. No, and no foul call. Now a battle for the ball is on the floor at the baseline. And we get a foul call. Let's see against whom. It's Scarlett. And the foul is going to be on Horton. Carly Huntless, who has just fouled out of the game. And there's a long way to go here. 4:23 to play. Huntless will foul out and end the night with 7 points this evening. Looking back at these two teams' history this season, whoop, gotta switch pages here, but right now the ball's going to be coming in down to the baseline. Here's Zoe for three. Can't get it. Rebound underneath Coker. Gets fouled. So Coker is going to get fouled, and it is going to be on Malia Soto, her second foul of the evening. Last time these two teams met was back on the 7th of January. As the first shot is up, and it will not go in for him. One more shot coming up here. Still 47-40. In that earlier game, it was MHMA winning at 33-30. Second free throw, perfect. Here comes the Horton Lady Chargers. 4:10 to go in the game. Knutson has it on top and is going to travel with the basketball. The six-foot freshman who's coming in off the bench, and they're really twin towers out there right now for Horton with both Knutson and Sturton on the floor. And we're going to get another timeout. This one taken by Horton. Taking a break here with 4:09 to play in the game. It's a good one coming down to the end. Horton 47, Mount Academy 41.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
We are so glad to have you with us here for high school basketball this evening on Care Radio. And while the season is racing toward its completion, one more week of regular season basketball for high schools. And tomorrow, the final regular season game of the season for the Benedictine Ravens. And we'll be with them in Parkville, Missouri. Benedictine at Park University. Ladies game at 2 o'clock and the guys game at 4. Final game of the regular season and then on to the conference tournament. You'll hear it all right here on Care Radio. MHMA putting the ball in play. They come up the floor with it, down a half a dozen, and we're 4 minutes to go. Zoe Stenkel working around to the left side. Long cross-court pass. Bethany skips it over to the right block. Coker in traffic, in traffic. Bump from behind, bump from behind. Got to get it back out on top, and now it's kicked. And that was really probably a big break for the Lady Ravens as they're going to have the opportunity to inbound this thing. Nora Keckner will inbound it, skip it out on top to Urban, back to Keckner. To Urban. She passes up a three, thought that she might take. We're going to get to zone, starts into the lane, goes back to Zoe. 3:40 to play in the game. Zoe from 16 straightaway, is wide to the left side. Rebounding it down is going to be Knutson. Here comes Malia Soto. 3.5 to go in the game. Still 47-41, Horton out front. Soto will drive right, goes in, and hits the driving layup. Malia Soto now at 31 points. 48, make it 49, 41. Pass over to the right side to Zoe. She's in. She's up. Nope. And the rebound is going to be out of play. And it will be MHMA basketball. It's 49-41. We're down to 3 minutes to play. Lady Ravens again are going to make a substitution in the middle. The inbound pass on right into the hands of Soto, and MHMA never got it in play. 3 minutes to go. Malia comes around to the left side, brings it back out on top. Chartier, now they'll feed in the middle, and it's going to be loose on the floor, and Ravens are going to save it. Well, now they're going to say that it was, in fact, lost out of bounds. Looked like it was saved back in, and the Ravens were able to pick it up, but now let's see if that bounce off Horton, and the Ravens will just put it in play. Up court with it again. It's Bethany Urban. 2:45 to go. Zoe, cross court it goes. Back out on top to Urban. Over to the left side to Coker. The zone defense really keeping the Ravens out of the middle. And then they swing out. They do a nice job of flexing this thing. Here's a feed. Urban steps inside, nearly travels, dumps it off down low. The shot is going to be up and short by Coker, rebound pulled down by Horton. Soto coming up with the basketball underneath it, 2 minutes and 20 seconds ago. And MHMA in his fourth quarter, trying to come back, has scored a single point here in the fourth. Their offense failing them here late in the game. The pass coming off on top, and again, they're going to go to the motion, bring it back over to Soto. And what she did the last trip down the court is it looked like they were going to go motion. She just kept it one time and drove down to the baseline. The defense anticipating the pass and went in for the easy layup. This time she'll work her way to the right side, put it back out on top. Chartier over to the left. The shot is on its way. No good. Rebounding it down is underneath is Knutson. Turns and shoots and misses. Rebound is going to be tipped out, and it's going to be out of bounds to the Ravens. Great hustle by Hannah Coker. And we have only a minute 40 to go. The clock moving fast. 49-41. Ravens with the ball, but they're down 8. It is a 3-possession lead. Here's a feed over to the right side to Steck. Not much on that ball. It took forever to get over to Zoe, and by then the defense had gotten there. Here's
Urban. A long three that's good, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. Bethany Urban, her 13th point of the game, and we're going to take a break with a minute 26 to play. Horton, 49, Morehill Mount Academy, 44.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Before that last shot was taken, you can see head coach Luke Nolan with the Lady Ravens, who was talking to the officials. He's coming up the floor, and certainly in the same instruction that he was sharing was, if and when my team hits a shot, I want an immediate timeout, which is exactly what happened to hit the shot, exactly what happened. He got his timeout. And in basketball, minute 26 is a long, long time. Lady Ravens going to be out there on defense, and they're going to be pressing the full court on that inbound play by Horton. Trailing of the ball game, 49-44. The guys' game coming up after this one. It should be a good one. Looking forward to bringing it to you. In the boys' contest, Morehill Mount Academy 7-6. Morton coming in at 3-10, but late in the year, well, who knows what's going to happen. Soto putting it in play. Horton against the full court pressure. Skip pass is going to come in, and racing up the floor is Ashton Keough. Going to be knocked out of her hands from behind, but go out of bounds off the Lady Ravens. Now at a minute 21 to play. Again, it'll be Soto. She'll do the inbound work. Comes inbounds out on top of the Chartier. Piper gets it back to Malia, and then we have a quick foul topside. It's going to be the third by Hope Banowitz, and that was a good foul and a well-measured foul. It's going to put the Chargers at the free throw line. And Malia Soto's coming up here. She has hit, what, 6 of 8. And that one off the rim twice will not go in. And Knutson, over the back, picks up the foul. So Kendall Knutson trying to take the rebound away from Zoe Steck, who had really good interior position. And now we're going to walk to the other end of the floor, and free throws. What a huge deal they're going to be down the stretch of this game with a minute 16 to go. Steck coming to the line for the 1-1. Each team with 18 fouls. Zoe is 0 for 1 at the free throw line tonight. That one's perfect. She'll earn a bonus. That is her ninth point of the game. Lady Ravens already with two players in double-figure scoring. Banowitz with a dozen and Urban with 13. Second free throw is good, and now Zoe has 10. It is 49-46, and it is suddenly a one-possession game with a minute 11 to go. And the upcourt pass is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Horton's going to have it in. You got Coach Nelson here on the near side, walking the sideline in front of his team, indicating he wants play number one. It's like going to the fast food place, right? The most popular thing is number one, and so you go for the number one. Now the inbound pass is thrown away by Horton. It's going to be Raven basketball. Horton with a turnover, and you would think that Raven fans would be a little excited about this. This is a huge turnover. It's a very, very quiet gymnasium. With a minute 10 to go, that's a lot of time. Here come the Lady Ravens coming up the court. Zoe on the right side throws up a three for the tie. Doesn't go. Rebound tipped around. Horton will control it back down. Pulled down by Chartier, brought back up by Soto. Lady Ravens didn't show a lot of patience on that possession. Soto into the forecourt, comes out on top, Knutson, and we're going to get a foul there, putting Knutson at the free throw line. That foul committed by Coker. So for Hannah, it'll be her fourth foul. And at the free throw line, Kendall Knutson, 2 points in the opening quarter and 0 for 1 at the line tonight. It is a 1-1. The junior looks it over, puts it up and in. That was a big free throw, making it a two-possession game. Now 50-46. And they wave it off.
No, they do not allow the bucket. And here comes MHMA on the lane violation. Coming down the court with the basketball. Over to the right side. Back out on top. Zoe, a three for the tie. No. Rebounding it back down. Horton. Horton comes back up with the basketball. And as we come up before, we're going to get another foul. But this will be a two shot. And coming to the line this time, it's going to be Soto. She missed the front half of one and one more moments ago. This one fails. She's got one more shot coming up here. Still a single possession game with 26 seconds left. Malia Soto has missed back-to-back free throws. One more shot coming here. Looking for the two-possession lead. Doesn't get it. Rebound. Pulled down by Sturton. Shivering it out to Soto, who dribbles it around, working outside, lobs it in the middle, throws it right into the hands of the Ravens. Here comes MHMA. It's a three-point game. Driving right, Urban, in, up, no. Rebounding it back down, Horton, and we're going to get a foul in the backcourt. Again, surprised to see the Ravens shooting a two, down three, with 14 seconds to play. And Malia Soto at the line. You gotta wonder, how much is she thinking about this right now? She's now missed three consecutive free throws. Seconds to play. This one looks good. Round and in. That makes it a two possession game with 14 seconds left. This one, perfect. We're going to get a timeout. Taking a break. Neil, there are only 14 seconds left in the game with a timeout. Horton 51, MHMA 46.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Good to have you back with us here in the Haverty Gym with only 14 seconds left in the ladies' game. Horton has a good hold on this and now leading it by five. It is 51-46, Lady Chargers. It'll be put in play from deep in the backcourt by the Lady Ravens, and Horton's going to drop back. Then we're going to press on the inbound and then decide not to. Here comes Urban. She'll drive it down. Stop. Comes out on top, backing away. The three-point shot by Keckner misses, and we get a Raven foul, and the final score of this one is not going to indicate the closeness of it as the evening wore on. This foul is going to be committed by Scarlett Bagley. This one. Free throw, no good. Kenneth couldn't get it to fall. Kendall will have one more shot coming up. Kendall's having a trouble keeping behind the line, so she stepped back a little bit and now trying to stay behind the line. Neither one will go in. And now we're going to get another violation on Kendall on the free throw line. So they'll wipe off the second one. Ravens bringing it in, but they're out of time. 5 seconds for coming up with it. 3 seconds to, they will get a shot off. Final score tonight, Horton winning it, 51-46, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Here's to
to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good to have you with us here. The MHMA Gymnasium, the guys' team's warming up as the ladies' game is in the books, and Horton coming away with pretty much a coast-to-coast win here tonight. They jumped out in front, never trailed through the course of the evening, and win it tonight by a final of 51-46. And for Horton, leading the way, your Bank of Atchison player of the game. Can there be any question about this? Malia Soto, 25 halftime points ended the night with 33. Following her, well, it was, next up was Huntless, as Carly had 7. Pepper Chartier with a half a dozen. Then Kendall Knutson, 2. Austin Keogh, 2-1 for Angelina Thomas. For Maury Hill Mount Academy, 3 double-digit scorers. It was Bethany Urban, 13 a dozen for Hope Banowitz and Zoe Steck with 10. 7-9 for Hannah Coker. And Scarlett Bagley knocked down 4 as MHMA's 6-8 and 7-11. Horton goes to 5-9, 6-11. We're going to take a little bit of a respite, but we'll be back. The guys' game next as boys' teams are warming up. Once more, final score in the ladies' contest. Horton 51, MHMA 46. Don't go far. We'll be back with the men's game before long.